This is Hilda Amanze. I was born in Kabul, Afghanistan, and live in Kabul. I'm from Wardak province, Pashtun and Muslim, alhamdulillah. I'm almost 19 years old, and I am graduating from Nahidjet High School with the high position in 2022. Currently, I'm student in an online university in economy, BBA, business and administration department. In second semester, currently I'm working in three domestic and foreign organizations in different departments. One of these organizations called Classroom Without Walls, or CWW, that I joined in 2023 in May 4. I worked as a TA or teacher assistant, and the other one is the Youth for Youth organization. I start working in Human Resource Department HR position in 2024 on the 25th of January. And I am the head of IT department in the Afghanistan Open University organization. In 2023, I joined that organization. I start working on May 13. And I have internship in Hadafman Academy in HR position in 2024, and also I have internship in Hadafman Academy in HR position in 2024, and I am also HR assistant in GAO Tech Company, and I have internship in Human Resource Department in 2024. I am from an enlightened, a free and well-educated family. My family has never been adjusted from education. I finished school without any restrictions, and I studied freely. I was able to connect with these organizations from social pitches and help of friends. The benefits of organizations for girls, especially in this current situation, is that the current government doesn't allow education for women, especially for the female section, so they can continue their class, course and universities as online from home and raise their level of education. My family always been my supporter. They have always supported and encouraged me. If today I'm in this position, so I'm grateful to them for their encouragement and support. The problems I faced and the solution before the transformation that came in Afghanistan. Every member of the society could very easily develop your background and economic and educational career. The main challenge that we are facing is that in our current situation, ladies and female section can't easily develop their academic and educational background, and they can't build the capacity, unfortunately. The second problem I faced was that I didn't have the lack of communication tools and the lack of provision of an environment where I could continue with my lessons non-attendance. The solution was that with the support of my family, I was able to overcome these problems easily. To achieve success, you must be committed, enjoy the path, learn from the path. You must be positive. Achieving success is not an easy task. I had good and bad days. That I am in this position today, it was family supports. When you want success, you have to go through this long route to achieve success. I tried myself, I worked hard, I didn't accept failure. In 2022, in the Best Afghan Girls program through one of my close relatives, I was able to get into this program. I joined the 21st century technology course taught by an American professor whose name is Roderick Brame, and this was the first class that I started I did it online after the fall of the government. Based on the fact that the government fell and the girls were deprived of education, and there was no other way to continue their education, and all the ways were closed. It was established for girls, and I couldn't continue my university as I presently because of some rules that Taliban set in this program. Based on the fact that I was an active and worthy girl, I was hired again as a TA, and so far I have graduated 3 cohorts of students after myself. Then it was the Classroom Without Walls organization that I joined this organization, and I worked as a TA or teacher assistant. I studied at the same time as well. I was able to achieve my success through the organization Classroom Without Walls. With the arrival of Taliban, a huge damage was happened. When Taliban came, the woman utterly omitted from community. All the women who were getting education and were active in social activities are under the pressure, and they contracted a lot of diseases like depression and mental disease. The brave women of Afghanistan struggled to keep on their education and other activities. Even I didn't accept to be deprived from education. Yes, I was disappointed, but I continued. It doesn't matter, it's online or presently. The important thing is how you make yourself successful through which ways and challenges. So, why did I turn to online courses, and why did this mindset come? Well, the field of the face-to-face education wasn't able, so I was able to go online, and my family provided the field for online courses for me, and now I continue my lessons as online. My benefit to other girls in the current situation. So we girls have been able to develop our education to some extent with creativity, complexity, and difficulties. And we are trying to convey the same things that we learned by ourselves. The same things that I learned, I wanted to teach them to other girls. And I made dozens of girls benefit from my education and training. And in the same way, each of the dozens of girls trains to other team of the girls, and according to this, my benefit has almost reached a community. My biggest achievement was that I didn't accept failure. I continued in every situation and conditions, working in different organizations in different departments. Being invited to Afghan Times News is a great honor and big achievement. And I am still say that my biggest achievement have been helping and cooperating with other Afghan girls. In every situation, I was able to share my education and knowledge with them, and that I was able to serve and help them in difficult circumstances. And that is the place of proud for me. The plans that I have for the future. As everyone knows, in the current government, education in Afghanistan is not available for the female section, unfortunately. So I'm also forced to go abroad and leave the country in order to have good and bright future. I want to get my bachelor's degree in the field or major I love and come back to my country and serve for the society and the people. So that it will be a place of honor for me. These small problems and difficult situations can stop me to achieve my dreams for having a good and bright future. You have to pass these paths, and I hope that I can reach these goals. My last message as an Afghan girl is that don't disappear. Keep going, no matter how hard the situation is and there are problems. I believe that no matter how hard you try and fight for your goals, it will not go unanswered. Why you should be disappointed? No, have courage and move forward. Life without goals is meaningless thing. So, if you want to achieve your goals, then don't be disappointed. Go ahead. Trust God, grow your capacity. It doesn't matter whether it's online or offline. From my own experience, I can see that yes, life has its own problems and hardships, but I tried, continued, and come to the darkness, to the brightness today. It was the support of my family and friends that I tried. I can proudly say that I spent the hard days and nights, but all the pain and problems of today make you stronger so that you can reach your goals more. It was my family support and help that made the field of electrical appliances and the entire packages for me. It was these online courses and trainings and university that I'm here today. My request from foreign organization and the people. My request from foreign organizations and people, so that to encourage and support Afghan girls as much as possible, be united with us, as everyone knows that the economic situation of Afghan people is very poor. So my request is that to provide scholarships for Afghan girls. Provide internet packages and electrical devices like phone, laptops, or mobile. And also provide online training classes for them so that they can learn and achieve their goals. We need their support and encouragement, and don't leave us alone. Thank you.